Bracha, we're continuing Mizmor Tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu's clarity of what we are and how to take advantage of life. We are all potential Ish Elokim. We are living in the physical world, but our goal is to guide our physical life by our spirituality, by a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that makes us greater than the Malachi Asharis. Even if we're living in the physical world, we're eating, we're drinking, we're working, whatever we're doing, but we're doing guided by Kodesh Bohu, that is taking advantage of life. And if we don't do that, then life just flies by. In the morning we get up, and in the evening it's finished. So number one, he told us to take advantage of time. The second message, which we will be finishing today, is the message of there's a midas hadin in the world. There's a lot of tzoras, suffering, Klal Yisrael as a whole, by the fact we're in Golus, and individual suffering. And there's two ways of relating to that. One could just use it as excuse that I'm suffering. What do you want from me, Hashem? Or Chas V'Shalom, even worse, feel a negativity towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, Midas HaDin stems from Chet. Chet doesn't necessarily mean a specific aver, it means a lacking of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the most basic thing in life is, kamuvan, a person has to make a din v'cheshbon if he is being over certain averis. Everybody knows the things he's doing. Sometimes averis, ben modern lemokim, with his tefillas, his learning, kashrus, whatever it is, shmir Shabbos, everybody on his level. And there's another one which the Rambam says is even more important, the averis of midas, the way I talk to those who are close to me, the way I react to things. All these things have to work on, and Rachmon Litzlan, they do generate a certain level of Midas Hadin in life. But there's a general thing that we have to remember, like we said before. If I'm going through a trying situation, the main thing that Hashem wants from me is to show Him, I am with you. I'm Matzdik as Hadin. I understand that everything is for a good purpose. And even if I'm going through a level of suffering, the suffering in this world is worth it, because I know that I'm going to gain from it in the long run. Hashem does not do anything to cause me just pain. So that's the Pasuk Yud Aleph, which is after all these psukim about Kolina Bapecha, Chamos Nifolnu, all the different types of tzoras, Kolina Shonenu Kumayegya, Mi Yodeya Oiza Pecha, who knows the strength of the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a person has yira from Hashem, he recognizes that there is a midas hadin in the world. But the Gemara says on this pasuk, ki yirosu evrosecho, is that a person who's matzik is hadin, he recognizes that the din of the hardship in this world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then matzikim oisa milamala. Hashem is going to make sure that the tzaris that you have in this world are going to be the tikkun that you need, and then the eternal life will be in the most wonderful fashion. Matzdikim oisa milamala, you'll be zeicha to eternal goodness. So this is the right way to approach all the hardships we have in life, whether it be physical, health, financial, religious, whatever they are. It's all something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from him and not from her and not from this and not from that. Is set up for us by Kodesh Baruch Hu, for us to show Him we're matzing His Adin. We recognize Hashem gave this to us only to gain it, and we're going to take advantage of it. That's what this whole Mizbor is about. Take advantage of life. Don't let it just fly by. Zeramtim Sheina just flows by like a sleep. Be awake, be alert, and use it in the proper fashion. That's going to bring us all the Yeshuas. The Mashal says an interesting thing on that Gemara. Is another point. Sometimes a person mistakenly says, okay, Hashem has decided that I have to go through tzoras in life. And therefore, that's what life is all about. And there's no reason for me even to be mispalel that the tzoras should stop. That's my lot. And he says, no. To be matzik as Adin means to say that what's happening now, I understand is the best thing for me, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I'm suffering. But in respect to the future, Chas V'Shalom, We shouldn't say just because I'm having a tzara now that I'm one of those people that are destined to suffer his entire life. That we have to mastik as HaKadosh Baruch Hu in respect to the future, that not to say that, okay, I'll accept a life of suffering, but I'll be spalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the suffering should stop. That is the right thing to do. If Hashem decides to keep it, then once again, I'll be mastik as a din, that's what Hashem decided. But always have that. The optimistic, positive attitude. And that's comprised of two parts. Part number one is about the present. The optimistic means that even if it's painful, I know it's for my good. As far as the future, I'm being optimistic that Mirtz Hashem will stop. We should zeicha that all the sorrows of the Prat and of all Klal Yisrael should stop and here remain.